This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You use them, I use them, even though we know better, right? Buzzwords, lingo, shorthand, words and phrases like low-hanging fruit, monetize. I hate that one, even though, yes, I know, we got to monetize stuff. Also, my particular non-favorite, going forward. Olga Kazan wrote in The Atlantic the other day about buzzwords, corporate and otherwise, and why they bug us so much. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So those were mine. What did you get when you reached out on Twitter? What do people really hate?
People really hate capacity, at risk when you're talking about people, root cause, optics.
Yeah.
You can probably fill in the rest.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. Everybody's got their list. Why do these words bug us so much? Because lordy, they do.
Well, there's like a couple different theories, right? One of them is just that they're annoying because we kind of find the tasks that are associated with them annoying. So circling back and touching base is kind of interlinked with having to, you know, follow up on some tedious thing that you really don't want to be thinking about anymore, but nevertheless, you have to track down. So it's sort of just linked in your mind with these annoying business tasks.
Are we protecting ourselves? Is that kind of what's going on here?
Yeah. So in some cases, you know, they're kind of useful when you're trying to make something sound a little bit better than it actually is. So things like, you know, optics sounds better than like this might look bad otherwise,
yeah, for sure.
You know. So in some cases, yeah, you're kind of dressing up something that otherwise is a little bit unseemly.
So there is a line in here, and let me see if I can find it. It's the fact that so many people rely on buzzwords suggests that work and its language is a kind of pretense, and speaking the language of work reminds people that they are pretending, which reminded me of something RuPaul said to me on this program. He said, "Oh, honey, everything is drag, right? So we're just dressing it up."
Yeah, sort of. I mean, so one of the researchers, the way they put it to me is that, you know, it's sort of like pretending to be an adult. And mm-hmm. so you're using these words that you normally wouldn't use. You would never, you know, they're not real words, but you're kind of at work, you're pretending to be an adult. And so you're saying things like root cause and growth hacking, you know, right. Because you feel like you should.
So we're just not going to stop, right? Because it's a mechanism for us.
Yeah, I mean, it can be useful for some people, especially, you know, if you need to relate to someone in your same office and it's kind of a shorthand in some cases. It obviously makes you look good to the boss if you speak the language that your boss made up for you to speak. So, you know, most people are probably going to continue using these even as they find them a little bit annoying.
We certainly will. All right, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Kai Ryssdal. Tell me what you hate to hear and we'll give you another list maybe in a couple of days. Olga Kazan writing in The Atlantic about the buzzwords we love and hate all the same time. Olga, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.